This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Running a small business is more than a full-time job, right? And depending on what kind of small business you're running, it's a couple of full-time jobs. Daycare, in particular, can be a management and financial challenge as a job. You've got customers, that is parents, who are price-sensitive, also price-limited, even as your costs for supplies and rent and insurance continue to rise. But a pilot project in New England is helping some of those small businesses work together to minimize costs and maximize their services. Kara Young reports now from WBUR in Boston.
Cretcher Roldan runs a small nonprofit daycare center in Somerville, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston.
Say hi, good morning.
She juggles a lot here at the Elizabeth Peabody House, from greeting preschoolers to making sure a troublesome roof is holding up on a rainy day.
That's water damage. All kinds of water damage all there.
Even more important, keeping certified early childhood caregivers on staff. In Massachusetts, about 30% of employees in this industry leave their jobs every year, mostly because of pay, which is only about $14 an hour on average in this state. But Melanie Asaro, who works with preschoolers at the Elizabeth Peabody House, says pay isn't the only thing that matters.
I feel like I'm in this for the long haul.
Asaro has been caring for children at this daycare for 4 years.
So, I mean, it's hard, but again, it's very rewarding to see them take what you teach them.
This daycare runs on tight margins, and Roldan says it's hard to stay competitive with pay.
We, you know, barely make it. So anything that could help us in the expenses side of things, it's really helpful.
Officials in Massachusetts are hoping a new pilot program could help Roldan squeeze a little more room into her budget by making the supplies and services she needs, like a recent roof repair, a little more affordable. Sunindia Bala is with the United Way of Massachusetts Bay, the organization coordinating the effort.
We created a model where they could share practices, information, and even things like back office operations.
Participating daycare centers get access to a website where they can find discounted rates for everything from office supplies to accounting services. Basically, the program treats the Elizabeth Peabody House and 11 other daycare providers like one big purchasing group. That means more business for participating vendors.
We're almost a year in, and we will continue to grow and expand it.
The shared services model is still in the pilot stage in Massachusetts, but in neighboring New Hampshire, these purchasing groups are now common, with more than 200 participating providers. It costs the state about $500,000 a year to run the program. It saves daycare providers $5,000 to $10,000 a year. And Bala says most have been using that money to invest in their workers.
They are using them to stabilize salaries, to be able to provide raises, offer them discounts and savings.
Paying workers so they stay on longer saves money on hiring and training. Marcy Whitebook is with the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at the University of California, Berkeley. She says daycares nationwide are trying everything from housing stipends to tuition reimbursements to retain staff.
The strategies have been fill the bucket with a hole in the bottom of it, but we haven't really restructured how these programs work.
Since the child care sector is mostly private, keeping fees competitive doesn't leave much room for increasing worker pay, which is problematic because someone with similar credentials can make about twice as much working in a public school.
We really do need to figure out how to transform the way we finance this.
For now, these shared services programs offer daycare centers one way to make every dollar go a little farther. In Somerville, Massachusetts, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.